Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Rotary Club is one of the co-chairs for this year's charity auction event, and it's Travis Dvorak now joining us. So thank you very much, Travis, for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Travis, it sounds to me like even though COVID really played a role in not allowing you to have your in-person annual auction, you had to do everything online, it still was pretty much a success and a resounding success, maybe a surprising success to some people.
Very happy about the auction last year, because with COVID and everything that we all went through last year, we had a long debate about even doing an auction whatsoever. And part of it, we didn't do it live because of COVID and the virus and protocols. Then we thought we'd do it online, and we were a little worried because we know it was tough for some people that year. COVID hurt some people financially. But give Doug Reeder all the credit. Doug Reeder said, no, people still have needs. We still need to help people. And so because the need is still out there to help people, we need to do an auction. So Doug said, no, we're doing this auction because the charity is still needed. And so we put together, and we ended up doing this 32auctions.com. which we got from, I think Relay for Life did that, or we use that. And that website is just tremendous. And thanks to that website, it was very low cost and very user-friendly. What was nice is we started talking to businesses, and what was funny is we thought we'd get 20, 30, 40 businesses that would donate something. Well, by the time it was all said and done, we had like 110 items. I mean, we tripled or quadrupled our expectation because we just didn't think we'd get much because of COVID. But the online was successful. It wasn't our highest, but it was one of our higher revenue-generating events. But because the cost was so low, it was one of our most profitable ones, which is great because that means all those funds went out to charitable givings throughout the community. So we really embrace this online, that this year we're going to do a hybrid, or we're going to do part of it online and part of it live, because we want to get back out and together and have a nice live auction.
So talk to us about the online portion first, Travis. Does that kick off before you actually have your in-person event? And if so, can you kind of give us the rundown on that?
Yes. What we're going to do is the online auction is going to be about a week ahead of time. So Saturday, the 13th of November, we're going to start the online auction, and it's going to last from Saturday to Friday. So the 13th, they'll start. We'll have it started about 5 p.m. We'll get her going, and it'll run all the way till 6 p.m. on the 19th. And at that point, on the 19th at 6 p.m. is when we start our live auction. So that way, you could bid on everything you want online, and then you still have time to come into live auction and start bidding those. So right now, we've got about 80 items. I think it's going to grow, so I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get 100 to 120 items again, hopefully. Right now, we earmarked about 30, 35 items for live, so that leaves us with 45 or more items that'll be on the online auction. And what's nice is everything that's going to be in live auction will be advertised during the online. So when you go to 32auctions.com and you look up the 2021 Rotary Club of Jefferson auction, you will see everything that we're going to auction both live and online. So you get a sneak peek of what's going to happen on the 19th. Then you can choose, say, hey, I really like that item. Oh, I got to come on the 19th to get it. So guess what? I'm going to go come to the dinner and go to live auction. But we're going to have a lot of good stuff that's going to be just online as well. And that way we kind of fit all sorts of folks. Some folks want to come out. Some folks want to stay back. And I think that gives us an opportunity to reach everybody who wants to buy stuff. And that should be more funds that we can get for our charitable giving throughout the community.
And as far as the in-person part, can you give us the pertinent information when that happens? What's all associated for that night?
Yes, it'll be out the Wild Rose over in our event center. It'll be Friday the 19th. Doors open around 4 or 5. 6 o'clock is when we'll start sitting down. We'll have a nice prime rib dinner for everybody. And then after that, we're going to have about 30, 35 items that are going to be there. Also, while we're there, we're going to have some fun games. Everybody likes the Plinko game that we have. So we're going to have a Plinko game where you can pay to get in, and wherever you land, you'll win whatever where it lands on. It's the Price is Right style. And then I think we'll be doing the heads and tails that everybody likes as well.
Okay. And then tell us also how people can get their hands on the tickets. What are the ticket prices?
If you go to 32auctions.com, you can look for the 2021 Rotary Club of Jefferson. That'll get you there. And you can buy your tickets online. That is a Buy It Now feature. And you can buy individual seats at $50 a seat. Or you can buy a whole table. Table's 8 people, so you can buy the table option, $400 for a table. So those are available now. The good thing is you don't have to pay for them right away. It just hits your inventory, so when the auction's over, you'll come up and you can pay for your seats at that time. So you don't have to prepay for your seats or tables if you don't want.
Obviously, coming back to an in-person style again for this year, what's the expectation that Jefferson Rotary has for that? Again, you weren't able to have anything in person last year, but you're coming back with a hybrid mode. I was just wondering what your expectations are for that.
We're hoping to get probably about 150 people, at least 100. Hopefully, we're going to get closer to 150. I think the expectation is just talking to Rotarians and people that traditionally come out here because they've been doing this for decades. I've only experienced the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
But people are ready to come back out. There's a camaraderie to it. There's the fun and excitement of it. Online is good. I like it. There's just something about live events. And I almost compare it when we could all go back and watch live football.
Right.
It's okay to watch on TV, but boy, was it nice to go back out there and sit next to your friends and right. not worry about stuff. So I think we're going to have a really good turnout.
This entire event, Travis, all goes back to the money that goes back out the door to projects and also with Rotary International that I'm aware of. Just talk to us about that aspect, the giving back to these yep. projects.
Everybody here in Jefferson is pretty aware of Rotary and all the charitable givings they've done over the decades. Yep. And a lot of it's books for children, scholarships for students going on to college. We've donated funds to libraries and some other local causes. Big thing right now is we made some commitments. We really want to see that dog park and animal shelter finished out there. And so some of our proceeds last year went towards it. We're hoping that proceeds this year finishes off our commitments. And the other thing that we're working towards, because we have a 100-year anniversary coming up, 100 years of Rotary in Jefferson.
About that.
We're working on an outdoor classroom over there by the elementary. And part of that's going to be working with the DNR and the conservationists and Iowa State University. I think it's called a bioswale, but being the farmer I am, I call it that little crick there.
Right.
But if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Yeah. Travis, again, can you just gotta give us the pertinent information about your event, both the online when that starts up as well as when the in-person happens?
Yep. Go to 32auctions.com. Just look for 2021 Rotary Club of Jefferson. Come the 13th at 5 p.m. We're going to get the green light on the online auction. And you also get a view of the stuff that will be on the live auction, which will be the following Friday the 19th at 6 p.m.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Travis Dvorak, who's part of the auction committee for the Jefferson Rotary Club auction that starts this weekend with online bidding, followed up by the in-person next Friday. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.